With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden will be on hand when the bodies of three fallen soldiers return to the U.S. today. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
With the support of the soldiers' families, the president will attend the dignified transfer at Delaware's Dover Air Force Base. He paid tribute to the fallen service members at yesterday's National Prayer Breakfast.
They risked it all, and we'll never forget the sacrifices and service to our country.
The three soldiers were killed and dozens more wounded in a drone attack in Jordan carried out by Iran-backed militias. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, the nation's employers increased hiring in 2024, adding 353,000 jobs in January. The report from the Labor Department showed the unemployment rate stayed at 3.7%. A small plane crash in Florida in a mobile home park, killing people aboard the plane and in a mobile home. A pilot and two people on the ground died. Roger Shulman, news director, Salem Radio Network affiliate, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, says there was an apparent engine problem.
It was a single-engine plane very close to the runway, and he suddenly had some difficulties and was trying to make the runway, but he was about 3 miles away when he went off radar and crashed into that large mobile home park in Clearwater.
The crash about 3 miles north of St. Pete Clearwater International Airport. President Vladimir Putin describes Moscow's military action in Ukraine as a battle for Russia's survival as he campaigned for re-election next month in a ballot that he's all but certain to win. He says that the vast majority of Russians support his cause. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 65 points, but the Nasdaq is also up 276. This is SRN News. Americans are worried, they tell pollsters, of a growing sense of unease about the country's future. Many fear 2024 will be a breaking point. But Greg Laurie, the popular pastor and evangelist, has a different perspective.
I'm not worried about it because I know God is in control. I don't know what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. And so I walk into this year with confidence.
He says no matter how bad it gets, those who put their faith in Christ can have peace of mind.
The Bible says when you see these things begin to happen, that is, things that are often frightening and seem unstable, we should look up because our redemption is drawing near. The Bible doesn't say when you see these things begin to happen, freak out. So I would say don't be afraid. Look to God. Trust in Him. He's in control. Nothing is catching him by surprise.
Laurie leads Harvest Christian Fellowship in Riverside, California. This is SRN News. ExxonMobil's fourth quarter revenue and profits declined as the oil giant was weighed down by a hefty impairment charge tied to regulatory issues in California.
Despite the declines, Exxon posted a healthy adjusted profit, and small rival Chevron also posted quarterly earnings that beat results. Both companies also raised their dividends. Oil markets are being stretched by cutbacks in oil production from Saudi Arabia and Russia.
Correspondent Jeremy House. In addition, the war between Israel and Hamas still potentially run the risk of igniting a broader conflict in the Middle East. The South Carolina Senate has approved a bill that would allow anyone who can legally own a gun to carry that weapon in public. The bill would also provide free gun training that is currently needed to get a concealed weapons permit and create an ad campaign letting people know about the open carry. More details at SRNNews.com.